Last week I had a haircut, not at my usual Long Island barber shop, but at a ladies' hairdressing salon in the French village where we were staying. The reasons are too complicated to explain, take my word for it, but the young proprietor, Muriel, had agreed to give me a high-speed, low-cost trim between her more conventional clients. The other customers were all ladies, their heads covered in lather and exotic chemicals, who naturally disapproved of my intrusion into this temple of beauty. Fortunately, due to the strong local accent, I had no idea what they might be saying. Nothing is more mundane, ordinary, and boring than a man's haircut, and yet nothing is more charged with symbolism. The accidental fuzz that evolution left on top of our heads, perhaps to keep our brains warm, has acquired more meanings over the years than any other aspect of the male anatomy, except perhaps height. Marines have shaved heads to symbolize masculinity and toughness, prisoners to symbolize submission and weakness. Religions have many rules about hair. Sikhs don't cut theirs at all. Pious Jews may wear long sideburns. Muslim men grow their facial hair. Monks traditionally wore their hair in a tonsure, bald with a fringe all around. God cares about hair. A long time ago, after 2 years of service in the army, wearing the regulation military buzz cut, which resembled a hedgehog run over by a lawnmower, I let my hair grow thick and luxuriant, as was the fashion in the 60s, and took myself to a men's hairdressing salon in London to have it styled. This was not a success. Friends passed me by in the street, and even my dog refused to recognize me. Style, as it turned out, was a huge embarrassment, and ever since then I have favoured some version of the old-fashioned Victorian short back and sides, which is not a style at all, but a kind of rough pruning. Peculiar haircuts are appropriate for young men who are trying to attract attention or to make a point. I'm cool, I'm punk, I'm artistic, and so on. But an exotic hairstyle on an adult male suggests that he's paying too much attention to outward appearances, or perhaps simply that he has no mirror in the bathroom. The 18th century was a golden age of male vanity, when real hair was reduced to stubble and men paraded around in elaborate hairpieces. Nobody was allowed to be more conspicuous than the king, who had the biggest and strangest wig of all. Later it became the convention for clowns and comedians to wear funny hair, so that audiences would have something to laugh at even if the jokes weren't funny. This habit has been copied by some politicians who ought to be comedians but have missed their vocation, like Boris Johnson in Britain and that fellow in North Korea. It's all a bit strange, but it makes the point that hair can send a message. It speaks to us. Muriel, the French hairdresser, kept her promise not to spray me with perfume or colour, zipped an electric trimmer briskly over my head, and sent me out onto the street looking exactly like everybody else. A short back and sides is the only hair statement that says nothing at all. This is David Bouchier.